overdoing it. Well, thank you. If you would be kind enough to help me up. Lord Vetinari tried to pull himself upright, swayed and fell back again. His face was pale. Sweat beaded his forehead. There was a knock at the door. Vimes opened it a fraction.
It's me, sir. Fred Colan. I got a message. What's up?
Ah, Fred. Who have you got down there so far?
There's me and Constable Flint and Constable Slapper, sir.
Right. Someone's to go up to my place and get Willikins to bring me my street uniform and my sword and crossbow and an overnight bag and some cigars. And tell Lady Sybil, they'll just have to tell Lady Sybil I've got to deal with things down here, that's all.
What's happening, sir? Someone downstairs said Lord Vetinari's dead.
Dead? Murmured the patrician from his bed. Nonsense! He jerked himself upright, swung his legs off the bed and folded up. It was a slow, terrible collapse. Lord Vetinari was a tall man, so there was a long way to fall, and he did it by folding up a joint at a time. His ankles gave way, and he fell on his knees. His knees hit the ground with a bang, and he bent at the waist. Finally, his forehead bounced on the carpet.
Oh, he said. His lordship's just a bit,
Vimes began. Then he grabbed Colon and dragged him out of the room.
I reckon he's been poisoned, Fred, and that's the truth of it.
Colon looked horrified.
Ye gods, do you want me to get a doctor? Are you mad? We want him to live.
Vimes bit his lip. He'd said the words that were on his mind, and now, without a doubt, the faint smoke of rumour would drift out across the city.
But someone ought to look at him, he said aloud.
Damn right, said Colon. You want I should get a wizard?
How do we know it wasn't one of them?
Ye gods.
Vimes tried to think. All the doctors in the city were employed by the guilds, and all the guilds hated Vetinari, so...
When you've got enough people to spare a runner, send him up to the stables on King's Down to fetch Donut Jimmy, he said.
Colon looked even more stricken.
Donut? He doesn't know anything about doctoring. He dopes racehorses. Just get him, Fred.
What if he won't come?
Then say that Commander Vimes knows why Laughing Boy didn't win the Quirm $100 last week, and say that I know Chryso Praise the Troll lost 10,000 on that race.
Colon was impressed.
You've got a nasty twist of mind there, sir. There's going to be a lot of people turning up pretty soon. I want a couple of watchmen outside this room, trolls or dwarfs for preference, and no one is to come in without my permission, right?
Colon's face contorted as various emotions fought for space. Finally, he managed to say,
But poisoned? He's got food tasters and everything.
Then maybe it was one of them, Fred.
My God, sir, you don't trust anyone, do you?
No, Fred. Incidentally, was it you? Just kidding, Vimes added quickly, as Colon's face threatened to burst into tears.
Off you go. We don't have much time.
Vimes shut the door and leaned on it. Then he turned the key in the lock and moved a chair under the handle. Finally, he hauled the patrician off the floor and rolled him onto the bed. There was a grunt from the man, and his eyelids flickered. Poison, thought Vimes. That's the worst of all. It doesn't make a noise. The poisoner can be miles away. You can't see it. Often you can't really smell it or taste it. It could be anywhere. And there it is, doing its work. The patrician opened his eyes.
I would like a glass of water, he said.
There was a jug and glass by the bed. Vimes picked up the jug and hesitated.
I'll send someone to get some, he said.
Lord Vetinari blinked very slowly.
Ah, Sir Samuel, he said. But whom can you trust?
There was a crowd in the big audience chamber when Vimes finally went downstairs. They were milling about, worried and unsure, and like important men everywhere, when they were worried and unsure, they got angry. The first to bustle up to Vimes was Mr. Boggis of the Guild of Thieves.
Yeah, what's going on, Vimes? He demanded.
He met Vimes's stare.
Sir Samuel, I mean, he said, losing a certain amount of bustle.
I believe Lord Vetinari has been poisoned, said Vimes.
The background muttering stopped. Boggis realised that, since he had been the one to ask the question, he was now the man on the spot.
Fatally, he said.
In the silence, a pin would have clanged.